I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington. Energy developers are coming out of the woodwork with plans to build new gas-fired power plants. In the West, the rush to build could take the region from an electricity shortage to a good-sized surplus. Energy consultant Robert Kahn has no trouble explaining the surge in interest.
It's price signals. We haven't been here before because there was no reason to be here before. Now there is.
Arizona is close behind with 17 large projects proposed or underway. Washington State has 10. Oregon hosts 5 power plants in various stages of permitting or construction. And Nevada, another 8. All would burn natural gas to make electricity, says Washington State's Energy Policy Director Dave Warren.
The conventional wisdom that the market seems to be adopting is that gas is faster, better, and cheaper. It's faster to construct than either a nuclear or coal plant. Better environmentally from most aspects, and initially thought to be cheaper.
But perhaps cheaper no more. Warren says natural gas customers already are seeing the impact of increased demand in the form of big rate increases. The energy specialist foresees trouble ahead unless gas exploration and pipeline capacity increase.
And that seems to be where the constraint is already. And if that's not expanded, then the demand increases, then the price for limited amount of commodity will obviously increase even more.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Committee on...
Warren presented his findings to a panel of the Washington Legislature.
Mr. Chairman.
As in California, lawmakers in Olympia are tearing out their hair looking for ways to protect their economy and constituents' wallets. A rush to build new power plants should be good news, but State Representative Eric Paulson tempers his enthusiasm.
You know, my concern essentially is in our frenzy to solve the electricity crisis, we're going to cause a gas crisis.
Power plant developers are trying to be reassuring. They're seeking to lock in gas rates through long-term contracts. And suppliers like John Davis, the Western business manager of Williams Pipeline Company, are confident that deliveries will meet demand.
We think the gas supplies will be there at a reasonable price. There's a lot of drilling that's going on, a lot of new finds. The capacity for moving the gas will be there in 2003.
Davis also emphasizes that demand for the resource will be manageable because there's a strong possibility some power plant projects will collapse. Could be due to lack of financing or local opposition, or they may fail to strike a pipeline deal to deliver gas to the proposed plant. But however it turns out, environmentalists say utilities are unwise to rely so heavily on one resource. Nancy Hirsch of the green-oriented Northwest Energy Coalition says utilities should be required to include wind or solar or geothermal power generation in their portfolios.
Focusing on renewable energy will give us resource diversity. It will prevent us from having fuel price shock, which we currently have now. Renewable energy has no fuel supply other than once you get it constructed. There's no cost for the wind and no cost for the sun.
Hirsch claims that at current natural gas prices, wind farms are becoming price competitive. For Westerners wondering if the lights will stay on today, the rush to develop new power sources won't bring immediate relief. Energy developers say it takes 2 to 3 years to bring a new generating station online, and that's if there's no local opposition. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.